Welcome to Primary Attribute, where a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons of the Green Day universe and Vons of the current universe. They're both in the same universe right now. It's fine. We refer to them as Nacho and Cool Ranch Flavors. We all use the he, him pronouns. Right now, our Vaughn's friends are, they're furry. They're hanging out. They're fine. Everybody's just, like, you know, all healed up and enjoying the Vaughn's potions. And there's something funny going on in this brewery. We're going to figure out what that is. It's fine.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. And Jesse's looking forward to continuing to fix things, hopefully.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. I'm currently melded with Sidroa, the goo monster, so we're both a goo monster. And we do have a skeleton, only one.
And so many bones!
Our pronouns or anything you want to throw at us, my pronouns are she, they. And I'm beginning to wonder exactly how I'm going to walk around in the city, which may mean that I'm not going to walk around in the city.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist / mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold college student / pilot. We all use he, him pronouns. And it's time to go talk to the big bosses.
The cool thing about walking around in a city when you're a goo monster is that all of the cobblestones behind you get a lot cleaner.
God,
we had that suit of armor for you.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we have a suit of armor for you.
Does it have a helm with a
Yep. Oh, okay. That was the whole point. Right. That's how we got down there.
Yeah, that's how you didn't get freaked out at in the city before you left. But okay. If you get a chance, you should rate review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It makes us feel good about what we do, and you should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Yes, I would. After fixing the core in so much as it is able to be fixed at this moment, which just means getting the shield down around it, after we finished doing that, we left the core room and potioned up because we were all looking pretty ragged. Everyone who can do magic looked at Wizard Dave's notes because he was trying to figure out how to fix the core. Meanwhile, Jesse and FM buried Dave's bones. It turns out we can probably build shielding around the arcs to protect it, to relieve the protectors outside who have been under constant bombardment for months, and then also to protect it once we are on the ground. So once we figured that out, we decided to have Squirrello cast a transportation circle down here, so that we could return to the core area more easily. And we would go back up to the city using Grix's fancy door patch. And so that's what we did. We went back up to the city. And now our goal is to build the shields outside, find a place to land, and then put someone there so that Grix can guide the helm to it. And so now we are going to meet with the leaders of the city and figure out where to land.
All right. So y'all had already gone to command at the end of last episode.
Yeah. We did save game right outside the door.
Yes. Used a little save point at the start of the area. A very quick retcon that I just didn't think about at the time is that local teen, Sarah, the young silver dragon, will have transformed into a humanoid of some variety to not get press ganged into the Ark's military.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Because S.H.I.E.L.D. would have warned her.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
What manner of weird teen is she?
Yeah, what do they look like?
Erin, what do you mean when you say weird teen? I'm curious.
An emo, always, skater.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping for some 90s angst.
Burnout.
Yeah, is she like...
I'm too old, I'm thinking Flacker.
Yeah, or is she like...
Picturing Jubilee from X-Men.
Is she kind of preppy, or...
A little bit preppy, but you get the vibe that she can skate. you know?
Okay. Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. I think maybe we'll just leave her with Lucky.
Yeah. No, I figure you guys have parked everyone who is not the party and like Squirrello.
Yeah. Well, because we need Squirrello to go to command so that Squirrello can like cast the transportation circle.
Yeah.
But I figure we should just like leave the rest of the NPCs that don't need to go.
Yeah. Cog will go with
I don't know. A few of these NPCs seem like they would be a lot of fun to hang out with at the dumpster.
Yes, that's fair, but we're not going to the dumpster.
No, who says you? I miss the dumpster.
You have been dragged to go decide the fate of the world. Even though there are nachos like right over there. Just
I want nachos.
We're going to the big, great big dumpster on the ground.
All right, so it's meeting time. You guys end up meeting in just the big council chamber because everyone will fit in there, but it's only going to be the advisory council and the permanent leadership. It's a test. Who remembers everyone's name?
God, not even me.
I do.
I kind of believe Whit, actually.
Go for it, Whit.
Yeah, we got Quartermaster Robert Rule Smasher, Overseer of Protection Katerina Mulberry Farmer, Overseer of Public Health George Yume Himbo, Overseer of Urban Development Rachel Rosentius.
This is stuff you know because you're on the council now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Studied his book.
I am so proud of you.
I can also tell you everyone in the conspiracy.
Hey, wait. You get one free reroll to use at any point you choose in the future.
Oh, wow.
I can't give you a gold star. This is honestly more even useful.
Does anyone else occasionally forget that this is a role-playing game?
No.
No.
Oh. Even if I am essentially
Adam's
playing myself.
Characters. Via saving throw. All right. Senator, I really feel like role-playing game. All right. So that's your advisory council. Got all your overseers. You also have your permanent leadership. That's your heads of the various divisions, departments, etc. You have the head engineer, who is one of the two people you left working on finding you a landing spot. That is Relia Morrow, female humanoid who looks frazzled but is keeping it together, and presumably is still doing so because she showed up to this meeting and has been locked in a sanatorium. You have the medical commander, Dr. Baker, dwarvish woman who you've all met.
She saved my life.
Jesse. Yeah. And then you have people who we have not actually discussed before, as far as I can tell. You have the on-the-ground commander of the Guardians, Diamantis, who is a Minotaur, who looks surprisingly lithe and springy for a Minotaur, although you guys know that he is also an archer, so that is probably has to do with at least part of it.
How does he talk?
In a cool way.
Like H. John Benjamin.
Oh, that would be fun.
I love that.
Like, does he occasionally know words that it seems like he really shouldn't understand the meaning to, but uses them accurately anyway?
What?
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
That's a common feature of that show.
Yes.
Oh, Archer? I wasn't thinking
more
that role.
Bob's Burgers?
I was thinking of Coach McGurk.
Wild. Okay. I was riffing off of what Ian said.
Okay.
They're an archer. So I was like, H. John Benjamin.
Yeah, that
makes a lot of sense. Sorry.
It's even more fun once we've explained it all.
No, it's great. It's fine.
At this point, we just need to embrace it.
It's fine. This is a real weird mood, and we're going to get through
stinger.
It.
Yes, stinger. All right.
No one's editing that hard today.
All right. You have the logistics commander, which is, of course, I ran all my words together. Kostjan Chlebek. I'll use a Polish name, I said. This will be fine, I said.
How do you spell that one?
Kasjan and then Chlebek.
So you're using just a die with the alphabet on it.
Kasjan Chlebek?
That's Chlebek.
L-E.
Or is there a random name generator website that you're...
Shout out to Behind the Names. A very
and what was the what was the other... What was the Minotaur's name again?
Diamantis. Diamantus.
And he's the overseer of what?
He's the commander of the Guardians.
Yeah.
So Guardian Commander.
And Kazjan,
that sounds so fucking prestigious.
Kazjan Klebek is
the logistics commander.
Logistics commander. Great.
Yeah.
Thank you. Sorry.
Yep. She's a gnomish woman who is very excitable about logistics and has just natural redhead, but bright red hair. And last but not least, we have the development commander, which is the counterpart to the overseer of urban development. And that's Ferasi Tolan, who's a goblin woman who has a very patient vibe. Also, like, she'll just deal with it. All right. And
can you spell that? That's
B-I-R-A-S-I and then T-O-L-E-N.
They sound a lot like one of the ladies that I've been meeting in Tacoma Apothecaries lately.
Ferasi Tolan is the development commander?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So hell, the gang's all here. It's pretty much just the leadership and a couple of you people, and then enough people know what you've been up to. So we're going to have Liriel Suishona the Elder here as well, because she's been filling in for having a second engineering person while Grix has been out, and a couple of people to take notes and things like that. All right. So I guess Robert Rule Smasher is the one who talks first and just says, so what did you discover at the core?
It was stuck with a chunk of ice. Before that, the Great Wizard Dave is dead.
Super dead.
And all of his constructs were not allowed to tell anyone, and so we're supposed to go about their business. Some stuff's kind of breaking down a little. We cleared the blockage. We reshielded the core. It's in pretty stable shape right now, but for the moment. But we need to... It's probably time to go land. We have the technology to extend the shield core, the core shield out around the whole arcs, which could buy us some time as we're landing, and also, you know, shortly after we land, provided we don't, you know, crash. What else? We need some parts, we need some equipment, and then also to identify the landing spot and bring her down.
This all sounds way too real.
Yeah.
Kind of scary. The Vaughns in are just passing a metal flask back and forth.
So, any questions?
What supplies do you need?
Well, surely there's like a list we can give them.
Yeah, on a meta level, we don't have to give into the details. Yeah, yeah. It's just more that they're just like, what exactly do you need? Tell us. And then the other question is going to come from Relia, who says, okay, so while you were down, we looked into landing spots like you asked. We have two major options and one option that seems like it's not as good. Okay, so landing where we started. Benefit, we know we fit.
Yeah.
Benefit, we know it's a defensible area unless they've leveled the other mountains that were around there. And we know where it is, and it's pre-chosen. Second option, a little more radical. We could put ourselves in the ocean.
Water landing.
Not sure the mountain will float on its own, but we could probably take the...
I'm pretty sure it won't. Actually, hang on. Engineer talking. It won't. I hope that helps.
That's not how islands work.
We also, like, found that one that had, like, crashed.
And sunk.
It was not... pretty sure that couldn't have floated at that point.
Sesame Street misled you.
Relia just writes down, do not use rhetorical flourishes. With greater council groove.
I mean, maybe you can skip it like a rock for a while, though.
Hang on, Wealthy, can you cast a rock to pumice?
No, I can't.
Okay.
Oh, actually,
I don't have that one.
I'm certain that there is a way to like float land for a water landing using the water to like slow it down so that it can like eventually skid into, say, a continent or other island, perhaps,
or like a bay melting. That's roughly its size.
Yeah. Until it like lands in like the sound of some other chunk of a continent somewhere.
Yeah, I guess that could work.
Yeah, like, and sure, at that point, maybe hollowing out or pumicing for your example, the stone underneath, or even like melting it to the point where it's able to create steam as a cushion or something like that. Some kind of wild physics shit.
Well, these are all but wonderful ideas, and there's no bad ideas in a brainstorm.
Isn't it just as likely that the whole thing just skip across the whole continent, like leaving an entire ravine in its
way? Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like plausible. And
that would look so cool.
And like a direction that we should go down.
Oh, we'd blow the Earth into pieces. It is Earth, right? Is it Earth? Maybe it's not Earth.
It's not Earth.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
We've established that.
The actual idea was to use the lifting abilities of the arcs, but turned way down by using the water as a support structure.
Mm.
We couldn't stay floating forever, but
we
could do it for a very long time, and then we could move afterwards.
Could we perhaps just build a giant spring on the underside of the arcs? And... that was my goal just the whole time, just to make Kelly laugh.
Nice.
Wow.
Really glad that you
nailed it.
Just really glad you had a goal, buddy.
Dude, we all have our own win conditions.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I just
hung a hat on a hat.
Oh, God, damn. Just or a we spring can... sitting there with a suction cup on the bottom of the mountain going, boing,
No, I like that. I like that. No bad ideas in a brainstorm.
Oh, the dumpster's just going to have, like, nachos all over it on the inside.
Yes, that's the problem.
It'll be a mess.
What do you want? One track.
Yeah, but you know what? Once they're on the ground, they're anybody's. So you know you don't even have
right?
to pay for
yeah.
them.
Yeah, yeah, and that's not dirt. That's just more protein.
Wait, are
a
you
ball
proposing,
pit of nachos?
Are you proposing that once we get onto the ground, all dumpster nachos will be free because they're on the ground?
Huh. And if there's enough cheese and they're all attached, that's just one nacho.
Yeah.
The rules of nachos are just
oh,
widely
man, the
understood.
Rules of nachos once we land this thing are going to be like just unbelievable.
This is going to be the weirdest episode.
Just imagine everything... we won't have to spend 10 minutes boiling water.
Well, re-entry
oh, man,
on its own.
That's true. It's going to be so easy to bake.
Somebody spent some time at high altitudes.
Yeah, I grew up at a mile elevation.
That'll do it. Robert Rule Smasher politely clears his throat.
Yes, what do you like to bake?
Just gestures back to Relia, who says, or we can land it in a third location. I know you have been down to the surface, so you have a preferred option.
Yeah, there's a valley, and it's pristine, and the corruption can't see it, so it's real chill in there.
I think we're but too big for that valley.
We're too big for
it.
That
oh,
valley. Yeah,
okay. I think we're too big for that valley. And also, I fear that if we tried to land there, it would destroy the equipment that makes it pristine.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
It was such a hidden valley, too.
Yeah.
We could have our own ranch.
I mean, Jessie still wants her family to go live there.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Yeah,
and of
so
course we're open to other ideas that don't involve tearing the mountain apart with springs or skipping it across the land in a way that will just destroy it.
Well, we could land it near the Jenkies, and then, you know, there'd be wizards who know what the hell they're doing down on the ground, able to help us with everything.
Has this pop been blown up? Are they known? I don't remember.
To the corruption or to...
To the council. Are the Jenkies known to the council?
I'm not sure they are, so you get a lot of
looks. Okay, so I've just revealed the Jenkies to the
Then again, council. We call them the Jenkies, which is not anywhere really near their real names.
No.
So, no. Like...
I think it's more a question of, wait, you know wizards on the ground?
Oh yeah, we know a pirate
I know
fleet.
You've been down there to... Yeah,
this is our pirate friend from the ground, by the way.
Hey, apparently I'm here now. Harper, nice to meet all of you.
I don't know. Would Harper have come?
Probably. She's a useful resource for this, so because she's one of the people with the most ground geographical experience that's anywhere near recent.
Yeah, in that case, Harper, what do you think? Where could we park this baby?
You got any ideas?
I mean, the ocean works pretty well, although I don't know if we can expand our little invisibility illusion to cover a mountain. But it does let you move, and it's really hard to attack another ship with a large force.
Our times in the ocean haven't been great.
I'm also just worried about a floating mountain. Like, if stuff fails...
Yeah, then like, we're, like...
That goes down instantly.
Then we're just gonna drown. Then we're just all gonna... Then we're just all gonna drown.
I mean, you all have...
Or we could be, like, Sea Lab!
Another H. John Benjamin joint,
if,
yeah.
If we put a magic shield around the mountain, then why couldn't we just, you know, like submerge and come up and submerge and come up whenever we needed to, like, you know, like Stargate Atlantis. I'm sorry, I was watching TV over in the other dimension. You guys don't know anything about that. Never mind.
That was just also way too early for Stargate Atlantis.
I'm not sure it was. It might have been right around like when it started, though. Like, yeah, it would have been real early days.
They may have already figured out that Atlantis was there. At any rate, there you go. That's my idea. Make a magic shield that lets us go down.
Stargate Atlantis started in 2004, dear listener.
And we were in 2005, so... There you go.
Wow.
Do you feel old now, listener? It's your own fault.
I have feelings, and...
That is...
They're all confusion.
Yep.
Okay, well, submerging the arcs would be difficult, says Relia, because... Well,
nah, it'd be super easy. We just let it sink.
Okay, submerging the arcs in a way that proves to be non-fatal would be difficult.
Oh,
okay,
but if you had a magic shield around it. And you don't have to sink it very far.
Just, to your previous question, what happens when the magic shield fails?
Well,
yeah, no, we'd all die. Maybe we shouldn't do that.
Details.
Well, I mean,
and besides which, you just make sure the magic shield doesn't. Details.
Well, but then we'll be like back in this position where we like can't do anything, you know? And then we'd have to, like, figure out what to do next. And, like, maybe we should just, like, find a place that's, like, stable and shit. I vote stable. I vote go back to where we started from.
I said the Jinkies and... Well, okay. I know I said that last time. But how close would we be to anybody who could be... Who we could assist or could assist us? Do we know?
Do you have like a map of like where we started from? Because like
large maps are produced.
Because like Jesse definitely had looked at maps of where the Jinkies were. Probably everybody else did.
Oh, well, have we addressed the whole forward base that we've been having Tim work on for
Mitt?
Nope.
That's what I meant, Mitt.
Yeah, I think we are not talking about that at the moment.
Yeah, no, maybe just barely know about the Jinkies.
I feel like if we haven't told them about the Jinkies, we're definitely not telling them about forward base.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to tell them about that. They've probably developed their own form of refrigeration by now. Like, they're probably working on agriculture. Like, that Minecraft...
Refrigerator before agriculture, okay.
Like
that Minecraft mod has probably like developed quite a bit over this amount of time.
Oh yeah, or like what is that other one that we like to play?
Sorry, which one?
The survival sim game, the little we played it so much. Now I can't remember what it's called.
Survival sim game Raft? Or
Survival Crew.
No.
Rust Fortnite.
No.
I haven't played any survival sims with you.
Yes, we used to play it on my old computer.
Oh, Rimworld.
Rimworld, yes,
oh,
Rimworld.
Okay, I thought you were.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, sorry.
Actually, you know the forward base thing is not unlike Rimworld.
It is super not unlike Rimworld. Oh man, now I just want to play Rimworld. I have no time to play Rimworld right now. God damn it.
But some maps are produced, and basically if you land where you started, you will be on the same, you know, landmass as the Jinkies and as a second base. But you weren't going to be super close to either of them.
Is it like way across the continent or?
It's probably at least a few days travel, and that's if you're moving fast and like on a horse.
Oh, okay.
Are there any horses left?
There's a few.
Okay. I'm sure we will all be excellent equestrians.
I don't think so, no.
That's what I'm saying. No. All of us would be horrified by the idea of sitting on a horse.
That's okay. But I mean, like, I don't know. I still think, like, go back where we came from. Because we'll still be able to, like, get back to places that we want to go. Like, we just have to build, you know, transportation circles.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's always an option that you guys can do.
Well, I mean, we already have a teleportation circle back to the Jenkies. And then from the Jenkies, there's a teleportation circle to get to second base. So, like...
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah, as far as, like, staying in communication with other places, you can totally do that. Moving any large amounts of people or material would be difficult. But you can't evacuate to either of those places. At least not without a very long line. But yeah, the one disadvantage, I guess it's probably still... Ralia. Well, the one disadvantage we thought of with going back where we started is that the corruption definitely knows where that is.
Well, we're meant to have a magic shield, too.
I mean, corruption also isn't stupid.
Yeah, the corruption's kind of OP anyway, so...
They'll probably follow us down as we try to land, and then invisibility's great and all, but you can walk through it.
Right, but the problem is... Okay, go ahead.
Our thing was a shield, not a invisibility.
I think subbing it in as invisibility had been proposed at one point. From everything you know and understand, yep, it's a shield. So
okay.
It wouldn't even make you invisible.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, though, even if we, even no matter what, once it sees we're going down, it'll follow us down wherever we decide we're going to land.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can stealth fly a fountain.
Yeah, there's nothing safe down there.
It's going to cause a loud noise. It's going to cause a lot of wind.
Probably some, like, earth tremors and shit.
Yeah, as we settle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think we need to worry about that. That's not a consideration, I don't think.
Yeah, no matter what, the corruption is going to know where we're at. That's why we need a magic shield, so that we can keep the corruption out while we're landing and after we're landing.
I just feel like for the actual, like, where we should go, it makes sense to go back where we were, because it fits, and we don't have to, like, kind of figure out, like, what...
There's been 500 years of erosion.
That's...
On a relative scale, it works better than anywhere else you could put it down.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we either land where we were before, or we land really hard right on top of the corruption themselves, squishing them all. Unless there's more corruption than there is the arcs. In which case, it would just squish some of them.
There's way more corruption than there is arcs.
Well, then...
And they aren't all in one place. Jerry, it's very inconvenient.
Okay, so we gotta get them all in one place. There's the solution. We get them all in one place... Get them into a big group hug and just smush them. Can we do that?
Sounds reasonable. Maybe under the arcs. There we go.
Yeah.
Maybe as we're flying over, we could spray them with the cure.
We'd have to find the... We'd have to perfect the cure first.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And we're kind of running out of time on the arcs itself.
Obvs.
But all right. So it sounds like what you guys want to do is put it down where it started.
Yeah, I think that's what we've decided.
Either one, yeah. I don't have a strong feeling.
Okay, I'm just going to go around and make sure the players all voice their votes. Wait, you said you don't have a strong
opinion? I don't really have a strong opinion. I think they both have their pros and their cons.
All right.
So I'm good.
Adam, what are you feeling?
So the Vonses are going to have like two kind of... positions on this. The OG Vons is really worried about getting that cure working and vaguely wondering about what Mitt's up to and kind of hoping that base is now perfect and secured. And the other Vaughns just found out about this other base and is wondering, like, what the fuck are you talking about? You've got robots?
But he doesn't have an
opinion.
What's his opinion on where we put
He definitely knew about other base.
Would have talked Did about he? It at some point.
They went to the other base.
Also that, yes.
Cool where... Ranch Vaughns went to other base, and that's where he met Green for the first time, and Green was like, what the fuck is happening? This Vaughns doesn't seem to recognize me. I don't know what's happening. And we had
the
to
be effect
like,
of taking notes, everyone. Damn.
No, it's because it was an interpersonal moment. That's why I remember it.
Because
it was a ship. She was a like, ship moment. And yeah, I was like, oh my God, what the fuck?
And she was like, Jesus Christ, he really is an asshole, isn't he?
Yeah, and then Jesse had to be like, what's it like to see alternate version? And Green was like, what?
Now I'm remembering. Yeah, yeah.
You also worked on one of the automatons at one point, so you definitely know about them too.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. So yeah, then the recalibrating.
I can understand why you don't remember this, though.
Yes. It's
it
been a minute.
Not a very long thing.
God,
and
was that
was
like over a year ago at this point?
That was so long ago.
So yeah, Cool Ranch Vaughns would probably be wondering how the automatons are doing and if they're getting along okay. And yeah.
But where do you want to put the mountain down?
Well, so long as we can still access that point, I'm not sure either of them have a terrible like stake in any one place, except they are both very worried about it being defensible. So I think our Vaughns are mostly concerned about OG Vaughns is probably mostly concerned about the cure, and he would really like a location where he can collect loads of honey and ideally not have to worry about too many corrupted for a minute. At least a space that's really defensible from them. And yeah, a place where you can harvest that golden goodness. And then...
That golden goodness, that's what we call it.
Yeah, everybody calls it that all the time, everywhere. And Cool Ranch. Well, he's probably curious about how Mitt and the gang are doing. Would love to see how that forward base is hanging, and other than that doesn't have a whole lot of his stake in anything specifically. Neither of them are super excited about a water landing though. We remember how that went for OG Vaughns.
So what does that mean for where you want to put down?
Yes.
Not water, close to honey.
Okay, so original location.
Uh-huh.
All right, so we have one either way. We have one original location. It will make the point that being the water would be more defendable. They're both very defensible positions.
But not close to honey.
But not close to honey. This is true. And there's only so much arable land on the arcs you can try to turn into honey production. And eventually people will get mad at you.
Try as we might. Yeah. All the bees, they add up.
Yeah. Okay. So, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
How's Waldroa feeling about all this?
Waldroa is thinking that... if we can't do a Stargate Atlantis up and down, then let's go ahead and land where we're where we came from.
I mean, they can examine that a possibility. It's probably doable.
Yeah, but I don't think we got the time for it.
I mean, it'll take you a while to build the shields.
Yeah.
So is the Stargate Atlantis concept kind of like a evil layer volcano situation, kind of like the same idea, like a
no, it's a city that floats on the ocean and then and can submerge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, starts underwater, and when the shield gets weak, it floats itself as an emergency precaution so it doesn't flood.
Yeah, I was not watching television those days. Sounds neat though. So does that mean like all of the streets have really good drainage?
Yeah, there's always this really great shot of when the city comes up and all the water drains off.
Do fish get stuck on the road?
Not that we saw.
No, I think the the Ascendants? I think the Ascendants were able to design it in such a way that they didn't kill anything. Anyway,
the ancients.
The ancients. That's it.
Take a while to pull it up. Okay.
They ascended. Yeah.
Yeah. Grix and Wealthy both make intelligence checks to determine the visibility of either Stargate Atlantis City or Sealand.
All right. 3, 10, 13, and 15. Not very.
18. So a little better, but not terribly.
I think it's a little too much effort.
City on the ocean floor is significantly easier than city that bobs up and down or floats, because you don't have to deal with gravity anymore. But
you do have to deal with a lot of compressed oxygen.
You have to deal, yeah, with... It would be doable, you think, in the amount of time you have. There would be a lot of adjustments, and things could go wrong, but it's a doable possibility, probably on scale with being a floating island. It basically has different problems.
Aw, man. Going from way up high to under the ocean, like, for a couple of months, everyone's going to be so, so strong and have so much endurance.
Yeah.
But you have... That's what the magic shield is for, is to keep pressure
no,
from...
No, it's about the altitude itself.
Yeah, oxygen concentration.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you have to finagle some stuff for oxygen and things, too, but it's doable.
It's going to totally wreck the surface, though. Well, your parents are going to have to move.
Presumably be under the shield, but also
yeah, they'd be under the
oh,
shield.
Oh, I see.
Everything.
Yeah. No, you'd have the shield up and
the
shield.
Okay, yeah, it's like a dome. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Possibly with a small underneath part to avoid the flooding from the bottom levels. But all right, and then Aaron/Jesse.
Oh, I just think we should go where we fit, because it's like really cool to just like go back and like slot right into where we're supposed to be. Where we were, you know, before.
Well, okay. So it sounds like we were landing where we started.
Okay.
All right. Do we have to, like...
Based on several mildly warm opinions.
Do we have a vote?
We didn't need to take it in front of the, you know, the entire ARCS Council, not just leadership. We can't just make this as an executive decision.
Do we gotta, like, tell the people? The unwashed masses?
They usually don't like it when you refer to them that way. From what I understand.
The gently washed masses.
Is that why they wanted a water landing?
No.
Basically, what? This is pretty reasonable, so you just need to convince them. But given that the other option is, you know, the water or falling out of the air, they'll probably be pretty easy to convince.
Cool.
They're really going to have to use museum putty to make sure their cups stay in place.
Sure.
We'll just go to the museum putty store.
That... All right.
Anyway.
So you told him that you're going to be building...
Oh, Vons can clean up here. He's got all kinds of glue.
Yeah, he can make a fortune.
All right. So we have...
Vons realizes this and rushes.
In the wake of Vons rushing out to make glue, I guess. So we have... You're landing where the arc started.
Yeah.
Very poetic. We have... They know they need to build a shield, and you all start doing that.
Yeah.
Try to make that work. I guess Skrulla building the teleportation circle is just something you can mention, essentially put in the requisition form along with everything else. And...
Well, yeah, because, like, it'll be just, like, that much easier to not have to, you know, spend a couple of weeks going down into the core when it's time to actually, like, land.
Oh, we appreciate the idea very much, says
I mean,
Robert.
Like, it's weird that y'all didn't, like, you know, make Wizard Dave build a teleportation circle so that, you know, he wasn't just abusing his rock guys down there for all that time.
For all we know, they tried. Who knows how long he's been dead?
Didn't we figure that out?
Like, you 200 did, but... years? Like, yeah. 150, 200 years?
Those are the still... high mountains, said something around 200.
It's in the span of time that almost everyone on this council would not have been alive by the time, you know, before he died.
Is Frymeath here?
No.
Yeah, all the elves.
Frymeath isn't actually on the council. He just ran a cabal for fun and profit. Well, ran, participated in.
The point is
that a lot of these people wouldn't have even thought about the Great Wizard Dave too much. And
what about
also
Lyriel?
Getting down there was very dangerous.
What about Lyriel?
Lyriel was stuck in the engineer equivalent of IT hell and putting out fires constantly for centuries.
Oh, man. I want her to get a vacation so bad.
Uh-huh. Don't get me wrong. Lyriel hates that guy, but like...
Yeah.
This character feels a little bit close to Ian, actually.
It was the easiest way to just be like, yeah, the reason she's stuck here is because she's the only one who knows how a bunch of systems work. Fast enough to stop things from exploding.
And there's literally no one else who can do the job.
Okay. So you have vast majority of a plan. You have more than enough people who can get started on it. They are also very thankful that you cleared a path so the teleportation circle could be built so people wouldn't, you know, die going down. Because I'm going to say that there were attempts previously. They didn't go well. Parties left, they either didn't come back or came back with not very many people. Or, in like Alvin's party's case, Alvin came back and like three other people came back and not the other eight that went with them.
So, yeah. Alvin didn't die, is that correct?
Correct. Alvin survived. It was close, but he survived. Most of his his group died.
No. I meant when we fought the Nanoculus.
Yeah, Alvin was busy trying to figure out how to reopen the door. May got hit by a poison ray, and May is still alive.
Oh, okay.
But is not quite in a coma, but close enough.
So technically alive.
May is laid up for an indeterminate amount of time. Because if it had gotten back to her turn, she would have died. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
But she's okay now?
She will be, eventually.
Okay.
She's healing. It did a lot of damage. She's going to be in a hospital for a while. Yeah. But all right.
Who took her back to the surf? Did we just have her with the group?
Yeah, I assume you guys put her on the cart. Because, like, she was stable.
Sure.
We did not cover that narratively.
Also that.
We would have had a little more pep in our step, I think.
Yeah.
Off-screen events.
I mean, yeah, we didn't go into it super deep. No, I figure Amir just went and examined her and said that, you know, she... And I think especially once you got her conscious, like, yeah. Whatever happened made it reasonable that you chose to act the way you did because it didn't come up narratively.
Yeah, okay. It'd be nice if we could take a break because we've also been like running at stuff real hard for a while.
Yes, you all look exhausted and we can at least get the ball rolling on all of these projects without you. So you can rest for a while.
Rad.
Yeah, Jesse genuinely actually wants to get her family out of here.
You don't want to be around for the landing a mountain section of the...
I mean, Jesse wants to be around for that.
You don't want your family around
for the landing. But I don't want my family around for that.
You just have to jump at the last minute. And then the whole thing lands and you're fine.
Yeah, like if an elevator's falling.
Yeah, totally
works.
Yeah,
yeah.
So did you all tell the council about the valley?
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
We did at some point.
Okay.
That's how we had to determine that it wasn't big enough.
You also would have known looking at the maps. But yeah. Okay. Yeah, you know how big the arcs is and you had a map of the valley.
I think we used it as like an argument for like, hey, there's safe places.
Okay, yeah.
It only took like half a day to like maybe half a day to like cross from one side of the valley to the other.
It's also just not very wide on the narrow side.
Yeah,
and
like the arcs is way wider than that.
Yeah,
especially at its base.
Yeah, the arcs is basically Mount Shasta, and it's a big mount.
What the fuck's Mount Shasta?
It's where Shasta Cola comes from.
Big fucking mountain, babe.
It's in California.
Yeah.
Oh.
Rainier is a much better mountain.
Okay.
I mean, probably. I don't know. How does one rank mountains?
I don't know, Kelly. How does
you
one
just,
rank mountains?
You
apparently
you
have
just
a system.
Know. You just know. Vibes. Rainier is the better mountain. It's taller, wider around. It
so,
have a
yeah,
silly
one has soda, one has beer.
One has soda, one has beer.
Right in, dear listeners, with your mountain rankings.
Mount Shasta's got way more flavors. I will give it that.
And its beer isn't, soda pop isn't an extinct brand either.
I mean, Rainier is, it exists. It's just made in California now.
See? Well, maybe Shasta is the better.
It doesn't look as booby.
I'm not... So, there's a couple layers to this. Is not looking as booby a good thing or a bad thing?
Depends on what you're in the mood for, I imagine.
Yeah, that's fair. I imagine our listenership can connect to that as a thing.
I think this is the weirdest episode ever. We've done some weird episodes.
Yeah.
Guess I'm not sure we hit our true heights.
We could get weirder.
I feel like it's more of a return to form in a certain way.
Sure. There we go. These are like the ones that people really want to hear.
It's been a fucking while since we had an episode this weird.
Well, we're not currently on the rails for a task, so yeah, weird.
We're under the immediate threat of death. It's bullshit.
Oh, well, that's actually very revealing about Ian. That tells everybody more about Ian than it does about the rest of us.
I do my best to play the mean old school GM, and I do a terrible job. But give me this.
You did kill Erisine off. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they get one of us now and then. They killed Erisine off with very close to the full buy off of this guy. Like.
Yeah. Was extremely narratively justified. Unlike a lot of old school GMing, which is you tripped and fell, but I rolled a crit, so you just stabbed yourself in the face with your knife. You're dead now.
Which sounds...
That is relatively close to one of the critical failure results in the Castles and Crusades Castlekeeper Guide, if you want to use their real mean version of those tables.
Oh my god.
Technically, your weapon shatters and one of the pieces hits you in the face.
Dear listener, Castles and Crusades, it's got that D&D vibe and flavor, but it feels a little bit more high contrast, I'll tell you that. A little black and whitish.
Depends. A lot.
And I've soiled my depends plenty of times on this series. Yeah.
But all right. So, now we're going to talk about Adam's fucking diaper situation. Which is a phrase I just wanted to say.
Sorry?
Adam was talking about depends and pooping. So, Adam's diaper situation.
Having soiled his depends?
Yes. All right. So, Jesse would like to evacuate her family. Fair and valid. Is there anything anyone else wants to do at the moment besides rest up? Anyone you want to check on? Any things you wanted to go do? Did you accidentally leave the oven on at your apartment?
Green Day Grix is going to want to build a new glider.
Okay.
Cool Ranch Vons is going to start wandering. Wandering. Like, there's like all kinds of spots in this place he hasn't really explored yet, and he's been at this flask for a minute. And he knows that the other Vons, well, he's making glue. It's fine.
That's right. OG Vons went to make glue. Also,
his magic glue.
Yeah. Also, Weldra, because you gained additional power and left your extra centaur skeleton bones downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
With the kind of upgraded ability level you were at, you're able to keep a much more humanoid form. So as long as you essentially wear a full body covering of some variety, you can pass as human or halfling.
So when you leave the bones in another place...
I have to be as tall as my bones.
Okay. You can pass as an elf or a human or anything else, roughly that height.
Okay.
So when you do that, do you leave, like, just one full set of bones? Like, do you pick every single one of them out? Do you keep some of the better bones? Like,
no,
who wants,
no,
like...
I got rid of the... Car. The bendy bone, the bent over bones, and left them behind.
Got rid of the aftermarket modifications, the original skeleton.
I'd be keeping the extra skull and hips and maybe a couple femurs.
The thing is, she had to get rid of them in order to fit into the stasis, the suit.
Well, yeah, there's a matter of space, I suppose.
Yeah. But all right.
And like now she wants to, you know, at least have the appearance of a normal-ish person.
I mean, if you wanted to, though, couldn't you just like layer all of the identical bones right next to the existing identical bones and then just have like extra double thick skeleton?
Probably. But that wasn't pursued.
Yeah, but I feel
but
like
there's no reason
I
for that.
I feel like Kelly wants to not play it that way. And I think we should respect her. like, desire to not play it that way at least once.
Oh, no, I totally respect Kelly.
At least once before the end, we shouldn't try to goad Kelly into doing something that she's, like, hesitant to do at first, and then...
And then says, fuck you, I'll do it!
And then 40 seconds later is like, but what if... what if we did?
I just think we've got fun ideas when it comes to bones.
I mean, we do. But, again, I'll just say...
I feel like we haven't
maybe
even
we could respect
like,
Kelly's
the...
desire to not play a super weird thing.
I'm already playing a goo monster.
Yeah, exactly.
We've
and I went
just
through I went the last
surface.
3 months as a centaur goo monster, so...
You never went to
that
see
was
that
hot,
witch.
Though.
Huh?
When you look for a necromancer, you never went to see that witch. Not figuring out what to do about your body situation.
Oh, no. God, I don't even remember what that means.
No,
you asked Lucky and FM to go find a or possibly Original Fry Me, to go find a necromancer, and the best they got you was a witch named Lucinda.
Okay. Huh. Well, maybe that's
Ian's got a whole character sheet written up. It's just been sitting there.
I may or may not have been skipping through episodes, because I could not find hide nor hair of where the fuck I wrote down Relia Mara's name. So I was like, I must have said it at some point.
Yeah.
Dedication, dear listeners. But all right, so wealthy. Given that you can at least roughly pass as a standard humanoid creature and thus can travel somewhat freely, what are you going to do with your copious free time?
We got money while we were down there, didn't we?
Yes.
Got gold pieces. I'm going to go to, I've got two reasons to go. I'm going to go to the shop in the Gemwood with the...
Yeah.
That's a place.
You know which shop I'm talking about. The one where I originally found the honey with the wizard.
I do.
The really snooty place.
It wasn't
snooty.
Well,
it wasn't snooty. It was just expensive. He was very... The elf wizard was very nice.
That's true. I guess he was.
You mean Xandrius the Soldan, Zactrius in Yolandus the Third?
Oh my god.
Sure.
The proprietor of Elegant Enchantments.
Elegant Enchantments, that was it. I have an ulterior... I have two motives to go there, so yeah, I'll go there.
Okay.
Two.
I'm trying to think of what the other one was.
Okay, so you're going to go to Elegant Enchantments.
I'm going to go to Elegant.
What were either of your motivations?
Yeah.
One of them was to get my wand redone. That's why I asked about the money. I want to get it fully charged. I only have like 12 charges on it right now, and I want to get it up to full charge. I also want to talk to him about what I might be able to do about getting separated from my body, from Sidroa, and finding my body and getting separated from Sidroa, hopefully in that order. Because I have a feeling if I separate from Sidroa without a body, I'm going to end up meeting John, Joe?
Jack.
Jack.
You will super die, yes.
I will super die. Well, there you go. So that's... I have an ulterior... I have two motives to go see Xandrius.
Okay. Grix, what did you want to get up to?
I've got a couple of items in my gear that either I don't remember if I got them fully checked out, and if so, I didn't write it down.
What do you have written down for them?
The magic pendant from the witch's hut.
That was the amulet of speaking to animals.
Okay.
I believe.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Because they're right next to each other. Never mind. And then also the crystal orb from the crash darks that you mentioned might be a gem of true seeing.
Yeah, it is a gem of true seeing.
Oh, it is a gem of true seeing. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think Grix wants to just, hang out and catch up with folks and go around town and do stuff. Not anything particular, like just chill out for a minute while we wait for construction to happen.
Yeah. And I assume all of you will be also helping with construction, but they will need time to gather all the materials and stuff. So, mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Well, all right. Y'all have made some nice big decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And scroll over the next day or so does finish the teleportation circle down to the core.
Sweet.
It gets put in a secure part, but not necessarily super hard to reach part of command. Because there'll be people going in and out, so they don't want to put it, behind two secret doorways that require several different passwords and down a ladder or whatever.
Yeah, I wish we had an easier way to get to the Jinkies circle.
Yeah.
Because we still have to do quite a trek to get down there.
It takes a little while, but the you guys secured the way pretty well.
Sure, so. Sure.
Yeah, but it's not like a, yeah, it's not a, I'm going to walk 20 minutes and go here and just poof. It's, my day is getting there.
Yeah. Is that how you're going to get your family out?
Yeah, so the thing is, I was actually going to try to bribe Squirrello to just transport us over there. Because as I recall, there was a way, was there a way to just easily get back and forth from the Jenkins place to the valley? Or am I misremembering?
Oh, I believe you are misremembering. I think Wealthy teleported everybody.
Okay.
So Wealthy can get you back to the, Wealthy could get you back to the valley really easily, but I don't think there's a built-in back and forth. That is something that could be built.
I did not have teleport at level 7. At my
reduced level. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I think I will try and figure out a way to bribe Squirrello to, God, who has been there who could teleport us?
Squirrello? I think Squirrello did at least once.
Did Squirrello go at least once?
I know you guys teleported back and forth a decent number of times. I'm not sure you actually used Squirrello for that.
Okay.
Because I thought that was just Wealthy, like teleporting some people back to the boat and then coming back and getting the last few people the second time around. I think we said you took one of the Jinkies with you to, like, at least at one point, to kind of get everyone off of the boats and back to the Jinkies' lab.
But that wouldn't have been to the valley. Yeah.
You can teleport without having physically been there yourself. If it's described, if you can see an image, if you can scry it, that helps a lot. So you may be able to work with Wealthy even at a lower power level, too.
Yeah,
get a good block on there, and then maybe send Squirrello by himself first. So if he accidentally teleports, you know, 30 feet in the air, you're not dealing with terrified children.
Yeah. Okay, so I'd like to make some sort of bargain with Squirrello to get my family off the arcs. So I will ask him, hey, so, like, what could I do, or, like, what could I give you that you'd, like, help? I invited him over for dinner.
Trying to think how many people in your family would make their intelligence saves to see through the illusion.
Oh, that's hilarious. No, I'm very curious about that also.
Guess I could roll dice. Okay. Fuck. Kindness. I got it. Okay. So, as I remembered, only the wrong name was like, that's wrong. I know that's wrong. Kindness makes it. Hank doesn't. Your older child makes it because they crit. And I'm going to say the younger child fails by default. I guess I'm going to roll and see if they
but
also
they're
crit.
So imaginative.
Yeah, no, they get a 6 on the die. They fail. So Hank is just oblivious. Kindness is kind of gives you a look when Squirrello shows up. It just rolls with it. And you see your eldest look like they're going to get real excited and ask the squirrel why they're a giant squirrel.
I look at my youngest, the youngest?
The eldest.
Oh, the eldest.
The two, yeah.
I look at the eldest and I go, remember, we don't ask people about things like why they are what they are.
All right. Okay. They're young enough, they just agree with you. Because they're still learning.
I'm like, hey, thanks for coming over. Dinner will be ready in a little bit. See how my family is, like, so nice and cool, and my children are alive and stuff. Wouldn't it be, like, really awesome if they could stay that way? I think that you should, you know, tell me what I could do for you to help them to stay that way. We'd like to go to the valley is basically the thing.
We're gonna... now we get to it.
we're gonna keep the bees. Well, they're gonna keep the bees. And it'll be great. But they have to be alive to do that. So we're hoping to go to the valley sooner rather than later.
I will do it.
Okay.
In the spirit of collaboration, and because I realized something.
What's that?
The Great Wizard Dave failed because he refused to ask for help, or collaborate, as you call it.
Yeah.
Suspicious term, but I'll allow it.
Well, he didn't have any friends or allies.
So I can clearly be greater than him by having friends and allies.
Cool.
I mean, that is the logic, I guess.
Yeah. Like, what does that mean to you, though? Like, do you want any... Like, I mean... Like, I thought you were gonna, you know, want something. Do you just want to be friends? Because that's cool. We can be friends.
Maybe. Yes.
Okay, cool.
Also, teleportation is simple.
Is it?
Perhaps
okay.
It has been too long since... I learned it a long time ago. It's very simple for me.
Oh, okay. I mean, it is like, I don't know how to do it. And then she looks at Kindness.
Kindness just shakes her head. Nope, I mostly do alchemy. Well, easy for a wizard who casts other spells.
Maybe, like, when we're down in the valley, you could, like, also, I don't know, make a transportation circle so that we can come back and forth?
That I will need materials for, but yes.
The city will provide those.
Grix, you're also here.
Oh, no.
This was a family dinner that I remember.
Get out.
Yeah, no, I realized I that. Mean, I remembered where we were.
You guys just left the door open and Grix was walking by in the hall.
Well, the thing is, Grix does live in the same temple that we live in, so it's not insane that Grix could just stop by if he wanted to. I mean, I do think everybody has an open invitation to come hang out at Jessie's place.
Doesn't lock her door.
I mean, she locks her door when it's bedtime.
Hmm.
But yes, I will help you, and I will build this teleportation circle out of friendship.
Why does it sound so, like, weird when you say it?
I'm getting used to the concept.
Okay.
It's not really a ship when you think about it. I'm still not there.
Yeah, when they say it that way, it's hard not to think of ship in other context.
I'm merely getting used to the idea.
Cool. Like, whatever you need, I mean, like, is it just, like, money? Or, like... I can't remember what you used to build the one at downstairs.
I will get you a list, and we could shop together.
Oh, cool. I always wanted to have, like, a cool montage with a guy.
You and Hank have never had a montage?
Well, that's not the kind of montages that I have with Hank.
Oh.
This is the fun
Hank
90s
and I have
mall shopping montage.
Hank and I have whatever is the opposite of dead wife montage. Alive husband.
Dead wife montage.
Oh,
like
it's
all
the one
tragic
where
moments.
Yeah, it's the one where they're dancing in the kitchen, or
doing all kinds of
they both went
as a married couple, and then eventually it's just like a still shot of a guy staring out a window as the water's running.
It's the one where they're in a bed and they're under a white sheet
and looking at each other,
and it's really bright, and she's just like so beautiful,
and then suddenly she's not there at all, and it's just like the sheets are like
could be
falling
could be.
Where she
yeah. could do that cut.
Yeah, you yeah. could do that cut. That's definitely a version.
It's basically that dead wife montage, but without the twist at the end that makes it sad.
Yeah.
It just cuts to their continued life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But also, Kindness is there.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, cool.
All right. You've successfully negotiated for evacuation of family. I'm sure the city would also be interested in sending some extra people with you. If you offer it up, but
I think Jessie would definitely like quietly say that, well, her family's going to the valley, and if other people wanted to come, That's also chill, but like, you know,
half of the arcs.
Maybe this is a friends and family offer that you just pass on to people you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jesse definitely has already offered that Harper can come to the valley. I guess be in our polycule, but
which Jesse would be really down with.
No, I mean, like, literally Jesse has already offered that Harper can come be part of the polycule.
Yeah, that happened. I remember now.
It literally happened.
It was a good moment.
That is canon.
Yes.
Absolutely canon.
But okay, so I got that going. Some people have some things they're going to look up. Cool Ranch is going to wander.
Cool Ranch is going to wander?
Just wandering around.
Cool Ranch is going to wander.
Okay, well, maybe we'll wander together sometimes.
Yeah. But, yeah, so we'll do all
montage.
That.
Montage.
Also, one last thing. You all are going to be leveling up.
Oh.
Yes!
It's going to be so cool. And also, everyone's going to finally be the same level.
Yay!
And it's going to be great.
Including Wealthy?
Probably. Wealthy will be skipping a lot of levels, so.
I guess so!
I'm going to say, all the Green Day characters are now going to be at equal level with most of the rest of the party, and I need to figure out how the hell Wealthy is going to work, because your normal stats and your spellcasting stats have been askew from each other. But we will figure that out next time.
Woo!
Yay! Woohoo!
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @PrimeAttribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Aaron. Thanks, Aaron! Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute. Getting a COBOL developer in 2026. A thing we had to do at my job. Good times.
Does
anyway.
Chris Kaz a COBOL developer?
Quite possibly.
Great.